The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Welcome to America's Web Radio. You're listening to Mark the Shark on Bite of Reality. It is another Friday, just another day. I will say to you who are celebrating a Good Friday, happy Good Friday, happy and a healthy, and coming up Sunday, at least for most, except for the Greek people who will have theirs in April. Happy Easter. And thank goodness the Easter Bunny will be around to lead Joe Biden around by the nose. Thank goodness. Because otherwise, his administration has laid an egg. And it's a rotten egg. But I digress. This week was a terrible week in New York. It was an absolute disaster. And why do I say that? We had a 31-year-old police officer killed again. Another one killed in the line of duty on a quote-unquote routine traffic stop. And I'm going to start the show. As a lot of you know, I haven't been doing Rhyme Time for a while, but every once in a while I get inspired to do something. And this particular week was one of those weeks. So without any further ado, in honor of our fallen NYPD police officer, Jonathan Diller, 31 years old, who was killed in the line of duty on March 25th, 2024, leaving behind a wife and a one-year-old son, killed by a dirtbag in New York City with 21 prior arrests and his pal in the car. And I'll talk about that later. But without any further ado, let me jump right in. In heaven's realm, where eternal peace prevails and joyous hymns fill the celestial trails, some may ponder with curious sight why we would need police in this realm of divine light. But listen closely and you shall find the reasons why they're needed and so aligned. For even in paradise where all seems serene, there's a place for holy guardians, these noble and keen. In the heavenly streets where angels do soar, and love and harmony last forevermore, reside many souls from every creed and hue, united in heaven's bliss, which is forever true. Yet in this heavenly land of the eternal grace, there exists a need we all must embrace. The guardians of order, the steadfast and bold, to safeguard the awesome treasures that heaven holds. For even in the realms of the boundless love, there may arise a challenge from above, where justice must prevail, always resolute and strong, to right the paths where some may go wrong. Our police in heaven with hearts all aglow, their purpose there is to let us know. That even in realms of the endless light, there is a place for those who are justice, those clear and bright. Their endless patrol the skies with wings unfurled, to be the guiding light for those lost souls to find their world. With their compassion and unwavering might, they uphold virtue, honor, and banish the blight. For in this sacred realm of the divine delight, where dreams must take flight and holy spirits ignite, there's a need for heavenly order, there's a need for grace, to ensure eternal harmony in heaven, in every space. So fret not why heroes they're stationed here, but they are needed in this realm so pure and clear. Their presence continues a sacred trust to safeguard heaven so it remains fair and just. With their halos gleaming, they proudly walk their beat, dispensing their continued love to each and every street. Their presence a symbol of the peace refined in heaven's sanctuary of the eternal divine. So let us welcome him to heaven with our Lord's open arms, for his dedication to duty preserves heaven's charms. With honor and valor, police officer Jonathan Diller has endless grace. He now has joined the police in heaven. He's in his eternal place. For even in realms of justice, where angels sing, there's the need for a hero guardian to bring. Rest assured, a sense of order, a sense of right, to keep heaven's splendor, the infinite shining light. So let the sadness on earth see his presence be celebrated on high. for in his eternal service, we, who are left behind, will cry. Let us take solace in heaven's embrace forevermore, with police officer Jonathan Diller there to guide us when we arrive to the eternal shore. So when we let criminals out, progressives play a risky game. They return to wreak havoc, tarnish our society's name. They roam the streets with malice in their eyes, committing more crimes, more of our population dies. It's the progressive cycle of violence, a cycle of pain, leaving innocent lives shattered in such disdain. They slip through the cracks, keep evading the law, leaving communities trembling in fear. That our role. But when progressives like criminals roam unchecked and free, they sow seeds of chaos with reckless glee. They prey on the vulnerable. They strike with force, leaving behind scars, and not even time can divorce. Their liberal policies they ripple through, unraveling society's thread, leaving a trail of death and destruction, a legacy of dread. Families torn apart, their dreams shattered like glass, as crime's dark shadow continues to amass. But it's time to stand firm, to rise up, and take a bold stance, to say enough is enough. We must break the liberal trance. For when we let criminals out, it's a dangerous bet. It's time to hold criminals accountable without any regret. Let's fix and strengthen our systems. Let's fortify our walls to prevent recidivism and to answer real justice calls. Let's try to rehabilitate, even offer a second chance. But 21 arrests, violent felonies, it's enough. Time to stop this progressive dance. For when we let criminals out, the risk in civilized society are too high. It's time to intervene, set things right. It's time to stop the insanity, time to defy. We must break this insane cycle, get off this progressive crazy train, to build again a safer community where peace can come back again. Time to unite in our common purpose. Let's obliterate the obvious crime. For when liberals want to let criminals out, it's got to be now, full stop time. With resolve and determination, we must now find and repave our way for a future of tough-on-crime policies, not with stupid liberal policies, so crime cannot stay. So as we gain into this week, we saw another New York City Police Department officer, Jonathan Diller, die in the line of duty for absolutely no reason. It was reported that the alleged thug, 21 prior arrests, Guy Rivera, and his passenger, Lindy Jones, another dirtbag, still out after an attempted murder and robbery conviction, he served 10 years. But he's out on a gun charge. That's great, isn't it? Isn't that fabulous? Thank you, New York. Thank you, you legislating, I'll keep it clean, morons. Why not arrest the people and put him in jail for their crimes? Oh, he was released on bail. Great idea. So how's that working out? Okay. Prior arrest for gun charges, served time on attempted murder. Did anyone like get a tip off anywhere along the lines? Who are the people responsible for letting them out? Oh, that's right. It's the judicial system. How's that working in New York, huh? When are the people in New York going to get smart and become fed up with what is going on? The one thing I cannot understand in this state is that crime is out of control. People are dying. Criminals are coddled. Alvin Bragg and Letitia James and our governor are pathetically absent and ineffective at stopping our crime wave. But hey, chasing Trump and letting real violent criminals go is just a brilliant plan, isn't it? Don't you feel safer now that Trump's being indicted and chased by Alvin Bragg and the New York Attorney General? Oh, you don't say? Well, gee, come to the insanity state of New York. You know, under Cuomo, we had a too much hands-on governor who resigned. And now we have a hands-off governor. Short in stature, short on answers. New York not known for letting violent criminals go? Oh, wait, it is. Ah, we let them go free. But your political opposition is charged and arrested for novel and bizarre theories and persecuted in a broken judicial system backed up by liberal hacks who were elected. That used to be synonymous with the concept of justice with the judicial system, right? No longer. It's done. It's finished. we no longer have justice. So, yesterday, for the first day of the wake of the hero police officer, Jonathan Diller, okay, married with a one-year-old son, Trump went to the wake and kept a low profile. It was a non-political event. Short comments about the great family, spending time with the family, thanked everybody, and left. Where was Biden? Oh, wait, that's right. He was only about 8 or 9 miles away in New York. Well, that's right. He was in New York City with the three tenors, or the three knuckleheads, as I call them. You had Obama, Clinton, and the empty-headed rattle Biden. So they raised $25 million yesterday at this honoring the fallen hero police officer dinner, right? No. Oh, that's right. They raised $25 million at the New York Radio City Music Hall for Biden's campaign because his policies are failing, so he can't run on that. So he needs a trunk, a boatload of money. But did he go to the funeral? Let's not even talk about that, okay, because he's not going. Did he go to the wake? No, he didn't go either. Did he call the family? No, he didn't. You know what? The moron in chief, Flopsy Mopsy at the podium, Karine Jean-Pierre, stood up there and literally said, this president is chasing guns. Okay? He's chasing guns. No, he's chasing ghosts. He's chasing ghosts. It's ridiculous. The fact that she came out and said that this is a gun problem, it's not a gun problem, you morons, and that's the problem, because you can't see 2 feet in front of your face. Okay? Reality escapes this administration. They can tell you the economy's fantastic, crime is down. No, let me just tell you something, Democratic imbeciles. Think guns are the problem? Lack of prosecutions, lack of retribution, lack of culpability for the crimes you commit. That's the problem. That's the problem. Because you know what? I have never represented a client who had a gun who said, gee, you know, there's another gun law out there. I shouldn't take this gun. I better stop because there's a gun law. No, you cannot stop criminals with guns by imposing on law-abiding citizens more gun laws. And that fallacy is that's the basic problem. That's where this whole thing falls apart. They can make all the gun laws they want. And let me tell you something. New York has the most stringent gun laws of any place except Chicago, which is also another murder capital. But criminals don't care. Don't get your panties in a bunch because that's not the problem. It's not the gun. And I've said it before. Take your gun, put it on your front steps. It won't shoot anyone. It needs an imbecile behind the trigger. It needs a criminal behind the trigger. And until we get that straight, we're going to just be whistling in the wind and using it as a campaign toy for the Biden administration. So let me tell you another thing. They're touting now the crime statistics. They're down. Well, let me put this straight up to you, okay? No, they're not down. They're not down at all. And why are they not down? Well, if you look at them, you'd say, well, wait a second, crime is down, right? No. What they have done is reporting the crime switched to a different platform. And most of the major cities have not switched to that platform yet. So if you don't report on the new platform, guess what? They don't count your statistics. So all of the crap, all of the criminals, they're all fine. Nothing to see here, right? Nothing to see here. Nothing at all, right? So that's what they're telling you. They're telling you another lie. So let's get it straight. If you're going to quote me stats and figures, tell me what the problem is. Okay? So getting back to yesterday, with Trump and Biden. If you didn't know anything else about either of those candidates, as the New York Post put it, a day of one gave, one took. Donald Trump went to a funeral for a police officer to show respect. The stark contrast between the two shows all you need to know to vote in November. Trump cares, and Biden has mastered the blank stare. And I'm telling you right now, I don't think Obama, who is a phenomenal orator, or Bill Clinton, who does things with cigars, can prop him up. I don't think they can drag him across the finish line. Because the problem is, the guy now has a record, and it's an abysmal record, a horrible record. And contrast that to the 4 years ago, roughly, that we were under Trump. Before, forget the COVID crap, okay, because that was another manufactured deal. That was just a complete abysmal failure of our defective government reacting, unfortunately, to a circumstance that not only didn't they understand, but we were misled by the people who were running it. And that's the problem. So let me go back to the New York City, because we're going to focus a little bit on New York, because it is the picture-perfect scenario of every other major Democrat city in this country right now. Another individual was killed in the New York City subways by being pushed onto the tracks this week by a mentally incompetent, insane individual. Thank you, Governor Kathy Hochul, Mayor Adams, along with the now infamous DA Alvin Bragg, and the fantastic District Attorney's Office, who can now go after Trump but can't stop criminals by prosecuting them. Can't stop them from killing New Yorkers. The mentally ill dirtbag, allegedly, who killed the person, was out on bond for an assault charge. Nice going, DA. Nice going, Alvin. Way to go. But you have your armed guards around you, so you don't take the subways. You don't have to think about that. We in New York do. Who's going to be held responsible for all these killings in New York? Who? Am I going to be held? I'm not in charge. Should we hold the people in charge? That's a great idea, don't you think? So all of the 250 state troopers and the 750 additional law enforcement, National Guard that came in, and they were doing bag checks. Great idea. How about we do insane checks? Now they want to put body scanners in to see where the guns are. I'll tell you where the guns are. They're with the criminals. If you lock up the criminals, you don't have any guns on the street. You don't need to look for the guns. You morons. Look for the criminals. What is wrong with people these days? I don't know. I can't get it through my head. Why is this broken? Why is this whole system broken? And again, like I said, the thin blue line got even thinner this week. Okay? There's no excuse for a guy with 21 prior arrests being out. Guy Rivera and his passenger Lindy Jones, another dirtbag, served 10 years, then arrested again for criminal possession of a weapon in 2023 and released on bail. But is it the cops' fault? No. It's the judicial system that's broken. You have to give our judges, or you have to get better judges. If you can't figure out who's a bad guy and a good guy, and you're sitting on the bench with those black robes, get off the bench. Okay? Get out of there. Because you don't deserve to be there, and you are killing people in New York State. What more do we need? The guy served 10 years for attempted murder, gets arrested on a gun charge, and we let him out on bail. I know. Oh, innocent until proven guilty, except if you're Trump. And I keep going back to that because I want people to understand the difference in the system. They actually changed laws to go after Trump, and they chase him down like he was a mass murderer, right? The insurrectionist. No one's ever been charged with insurrection, but we don't talk about that. And the fact is that the media is in the pocket for the DNC. If you're getting your information on anything from one source, you're wasting your time. Okay? You are wasting your time. But when are we going to get fed up? When? When are we going to say, I don't understand that the people in this state, the legislator in New York City under Giuliani became a great place to go. It was a tourist hub. Now it's a death trap. So they made Times Square a gun-free zone. What was the first thing that happened? A shooting. I guess the criminals didn't read it. Or maybe it wasn't in Spanish. Or maybe it wasn't in, you know, whatever. Whatever language you have. But that's not the problem, folks. The problem is the criminals. We coddle them in New York. And we let real violent criminals go. It's just a brilliant plan. So you feel safer now that they got Trump? I hope so. You know, I got to tell you, it's way out of control. But you know what? What's even worse, and I'm telling you now, it's going to happen. I hate to say it, and I'm doom and gloom today. I really am. Because it's really getting pathetic. You know, Christopher Wray a couple weeks ago testified, and it's just beginning. The lights and the buzzers are all going off. Worse than before 9/11. The ISIS-K terror threat is real, and it's here because of Biden and his pathetic open borders. What are we doing here? The terror threat from ISIS-K is a blaring effect of the open Biden border. Just when you think he had finished ISIS under Trump, and he did. We disregarded every military expert advice. Not we. Take that back. Biden. Because he was told to leave the 2,500 troops there. To remain in Afghanistan to prevent the resurgence. And what did he do? He pulled them out. So we even failed to do that under the genius leadership of Biden. Keep voting for him. So here we are. Another terrorist attack, worse than Russia in the music hall. Okay? This is what's coming. We're a country right now of sitting ducks. And we will suffer because of the incompetence of the Biden administration, the administration's genius bar policies, and without a doubt, putting America at the brink of another attack or worse. Several attacks at the same time. Worse than the accomplishments of September 11th. 9 people, September 11th. And over 6,000 killed now, since then. Have we forgotten the blaring failure to connect the dots again? 130 people dead in Russia, and hundreds injured in the ISIS-K terror attack. And we're simply completely open to attack now in the U.S. Since Biden has opened the southern border, actually northern border too, it will devastate the American people. 10.5 million people are here illegally. And listen, the majority of them should be let in eventually. And I agree, the system is broken. But that doesn't mean you disregard everything and disregard your sovereignty. We spend billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, paying for other countries to have sovereignty. Where's ours? So, we have this statistic which came out, which is really, oof, this is what they know about. We have over 149,000 known gotaways in this country. 149,000, okay? We now have 149 known terrorists, or 140 known terrorists, probably 149 by now, because that's about 4 days old, that statistic. Terrorists, known terrorists on the terror watch list have come here, and we just let them in. Customs and Border Patrol, they're running around, ICE is running around trying to pick up rapists and sexual assault people, and they can't even get to the fentanyl guys. And the gangs are coming in. MS-13's all over the place. And 99 other groups and gangs. So what are we doing? We're setting up their network. Great idea. Excellent idea. They're going to be in all your cities. And here we go again. You know, I got to say, every time AOC opens her mouth, her empty head rattles and the marbles just banging around. She spews more blatantly absurd words. She's a complete utter failure as a congresswoman. I've said many times, she opens her mouth and she shows why America is being run by a bunch of ninnies. She believes that Israel, listen to this, she believes that Israel should disregard what happened on October 7th, 2023, the date of the massacre invasion, along with the horrendous sexual assaults and the sexual abuse on Israeli women, infants, stuffed into ovens and burnt alive. And the Israelis should agree to a ceasefire now. Without release, do we understand, America, that we still have American hostages and Israeli hostages held by Hamas? And we're talking ceasefire? Are you out of your minds? Imagine if they do have hostages. Russia has our hostages. Oh, in fact, it's a year since the Wall Street Journalist got abducted. Oh, yes, that's right. Biden, did you forget about that? Did you mention him last night? Obama, did you mention him? Because you're going to prop up Joe. You're going to be dragging them around for the next 6 months. So what do we have here? She says, she comes out, this Democratic genius, this is what you want to lead your party, right? So they should agree right now to a ceasefire. Why? They have American and Israeli hostages. Are we not talking about that anymore? Or did we forget about that? AOC, I know you're a brainless fool, but just keep your mouth shut, okay? Because this is what she says. She goes, oh, they should not be a cause of a 3-year-old Palestinian child not to eat. Well, she couldn't be any more brainless and just plain ignorant. What about the 1,200 massacred by Hamas who won't eat because they're freaking dead? If the people in her district in New York elect her again, as her own district becomes a tragic case of neglect, an invader settlement? I mean, this is ridiculous. I saw pictures of her district. There are people on the street selling stuff that they stole in front of stores that are paying rent and taxes. So keep voting for her. Go ahead. Keep voting for her. and you'll get exactly what you know you're going to get, a disaster. Okay? The exact same reason why America must vote Republicans into office, because they at least recognize that there's a problem. And by the way, it's not only a country problem. Our country and the UN made ourselves look like another laughingstock. Ready? They had a vote to censure. I can't even believe I'm saying this. This is the United States. To censure the Israeli government for not stopping. Okay. Oh, okay. What about, let me guess. How about an immediate release of the hostages? Oh, wait a second. This is an abdication of reason. It's a continuation of the Biden firing policy, the disasters that have made America the laughingstock of the world. And then the deflector in chief, John Kirby, gets up, dares get up to the microphone in front of the American people and says, United States policy towards Israel hasn't changed. Listen, let's call crap crap when it's coming out of his mouth, because that's exactly what just came out of his mouth when he said that. This is clearly a change in policy. And every Jew in the United States should take note of how the Biden administration is against the Israeli nation. Listen, I don't agree with everything that Israel might do, but they're a sovereign nation. We either back them or we don't. Okay, that's it. That's your choice. Don't call for a regime change by Chuck Schumer. I discussed that last week, that knucklehead. He's, you know what? In November, if any Jew in America votes for the Biden administration, you're going to get what you want. The destruction of Israel and the Jews. Keep going. Keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. Does anyone realize the only safe nation in the world for Jews is Israel? And if Biden administration pushes them off the map by keep yelling two-state solution, how do you have a two-state solution where one state wants to wipe you off the map? I'm not sure how that works out. Yeah, neither is Biden. Because he can't think 2 feet in front of his head, unless it's in the teleprompter. So we have again this, you know, this week again, thank goodness, at least there's some sense of justice in the injustice system in New York. But they reduced the bond that Trump had to file, $454 million, which is thin air out of the judge's butt, to $175 million. And the appellate division threw out the part of the political hack Judge Engoron's decision where he couldn't do business in New York for 3 years. But here's what I'm saying. We let violent criminals out, and Trump, we're persecuting him, making him post a $175 million bond. Now, just so you are aware, New York and everywhere else in the world that's listening, the purpose of the bond is to make sure that the victims get back the compensation. Okay? That's what the point is. Okay, so who we're writing the check to? Oh, that's right. There are no complaining witnesses. It's Letitia James's election committee. That's who the check should be written out to, because that's the only reason she got in. Because in a blue state like New York, we are insane enough. We are insane enough to vote for people like her, where there's nothing going on judicially to protect the people, but she's got this down. For the people in New York who hate Trump, she's got this. That's fantastic. You know, it is absurd. The judicial system, the lawfare that they call it. And then go back to Georgia with the scheming and lying DA Fannie Willis. She's only embarrassed by a relationship with her man. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. So she perjured herself and she's not embarrassed by that. This is amazing. What's running your district attorney's office in Georgia? Congratulations. You've become the second biggest laughing stock in the United States, the justice system. We'll pick this up after the break. We're going to take a short break, and I'll talk to you about, the Republican Party. Is it over?
Stand by. Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right, and you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. So right before the break, we were going to talk about the Republican Party, the complete disarray they are in, and why America can no longer trust them. And now Mike Gallagher is about to undergo a Republicanectomy. Oh, that's right. A Republicanectomy. I'm going to trademark that word. Okay, halfway through his elected term, can someone please explain to me why the heck the Republicans do not care about this country anymore? Can anyone tell me why the Republicans destroy their own ability to govern, to lead this country to a better time? Can anyone explain to me why the Republicans can, without a doubt, destroy their own credibility when they lose members after being given the golden chalice of leadership? On the other hand, quite frankly, the Democrats, who have a Bob Menendez, who had been indicted and then had another superseding indictment. They found gold with DNA on it from the Egyptians. And clearly based on the pile of evidence and incidentally the pile of gold. And he's still in the Senate because they need that number. Yet the dumbass Republicans haven't figured this out yet. They can't count. They simply can't count. If the Republicans cannot add and figure out what they need, then I suggest they all go home and let the Democrats finish destroying the country. At least it won't give any of us any hope that we can still pull this failure out of the bonfire that Biden has created. This is the Biden bonfire, folks. From foreign policy destruction to domestic policy destruction. Biden has a complete package of incompetence. If you were to buy this, this would be known as the ultimate titanium package of destruction. This is it, the incompetence package. We've got it all. It's bizarrely incredible that the Republicans are not harping on this clearly incompetent policy every single day until the election beyond that. The fact that the Democrat policies have not only weakened America, but literally we are facing a complete terroristic meltdown. Again, multiple attacks with 149,000 people unaccounted for. 10 million into this country. We don't even know where they are or who they are. And clearly, what just happened in Russia being the weather vane for the destruction of America. Every time I say it, we cannot be this stupid as a country. I guess we are. They take it as a challenge and go beyond stupidity. This is the dumbest things I've ever seen. And when your president and his administration has the leading mantra and the policy of incompetence, what else is there to say? Seriously. Yet the Republicans are doing it again. And MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, going after another Speaker Johnson. Again, show the country how inept the Republicans are at forming a single idea. Show them. Just go ahead and put it out there. Because the DNC, MSNBC, CNN, all the communist news networks, they're all going to be all over this. Like white on rice, folks. The Democrats have mastered the Republicans. And they make them look foolish and ridiculous at every turn. And that's the sad problem. But you know what? Maybe, just maybe, there's a glimmer of hope somewhere that America's smarter. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I am not certain at all. I am just scared to daylights that Biden gets back in again. You want it? You know, I love it. I'm going to jump the. I love the fact that the people, ready for this, the Democratic machine, who has an army of lawyers now to try to keep Robert Kennedy off the ballot, who picked his vice president, by the way, another lefty loon. But they are trying to keep him off the ballot in every state. This is just, These are the people who are saying that Trump is a threat to democracy. They've taken him off the ballot in several states, overturned by the Supreme Court. But they're not the threat to democracy, you see, because they think that you are too stupid, too dumb, too low information to understand how to vote in an election for president of the United States. And you know what? If you are, then hey, don't vote. If you're an idiot, don't vote. But if you want to vote for your country and you want your country to be successful, figure it out. Don't listen to the loons. Don't listen to the lefty loons, the progressives who have taken over the media. 96% of the media is Democratic. They support liberal progressive ideas. And why is that? Well, because they can. And they don't care about this country because nothing stupid that they ever do affects them. It never Let me ask you this. Kathy Hochul in New York is trying to do away with single-family homes. She wants to put tenements up in single-family neighborhoods. They're not going to put them up in her neighborhood. Are you going to see, and I talked about this last week, you're going to see a tenement in Martha's Vineyard next to the Obama estate? Oh, no, you won't. You won't see it on Star Island either. Guess what? Because it doesn't affect them, it'll never touch them. It'll affect you and me. And what I notice is they're trying to basically hollow out America. They're trying to make you either destitute and poor, dependent on government, or so wealthy that you don't care. And nothing will ever touch you. And that's what you have in the Democratic Party. They used to be the party of the working people. Now the Republicans are the party of the working people. And if you need anything to know that, just listen to the policies. Listen to what they're doing. Listen to what California's doing. That great white hope, Newsom, in case Biden has a crap out. No, I can't find the stage again. They're going to slip Newsom in. He's destroying California. Keep upping that minimum wage. So this is the inverse problem that they don't see. This is the same thing that the idiots who produce gun law after gun law after gun law for abiding law-abiding citizens that never touches a criminal. Because they're making the minimum wage $20. Great idea. So now when you go to McDonald's for a family of four, you'll spend $80. So guess what? A, they're not going to go to McDonald's. B, people are going to get laid off. C, and there's another tax on the people because guess what? You're going to be paying the unemployment for these people. And you're going to be paying all the SNAP benefits and all the rest of the benefits that California gives everybody. In fact, you can show up here, never pay into a Social Security system, and get Social Security as an illegal alien, an invader, into this country and tap into all of our aid. Now, where's all that money going? To the Americans who need it? To our veterans? Oh, it's not. And here's when you want to know who's a strong leader and who's a weak leader. Let me get to this. Mexico gives the weak, feckless excuse for President Biden his demands. I'm not kidding you. I wish I was kidding you. Wow. We have a president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, okay, of Mexico, who gave Biden a list of demands for cooperating with the U.S. This is his list of demands, okay? I've never thought in my lifetime that I would see Mexico leading America around by its incompetent nose and making demands on it. Welcome to the Socialist Inc. So here's what he wants. He wants a commitment from the American feckless leader, okay, if I don't know who's running him, but the puppet, okay, another $20 billion to go to poor countries in Latin America, the Caribbean, so at least they can get up here on better planes and better trains and better cars. Lift the sanctions on Venezuela and lift the Cuban embargo, and my favorite one is legalize the 10 million Mexicans in the United States now as American voters. If he doesn't get his wish list, he's going to continue the flow through Mexico. Fantastic. Now, has our company become, it is a company, right? It's the company of country. Has our country become so inept, incompetent, and astonishingly weak as to now be taking demands from Mexico? I'm laughing as I'm saying this. It's because I really can't believe what I'm looking at. And I'm looking at my notes here. As to how we should conduct our southern border. Well, we did have at one point a southern border. Now it's no longer a border. I don't think it's anything. This is absurd. This is a detachment from reality. This is just completely bizarre. And proves, unfortunately, we need a new administration. We need a new president. We need a new direction for America. If we are not already fatally wounded, which I have serious doubts about, we need to make a change. And remember, you want to know what Trump did? You want to see the difference between leaders, between Biden, the feckless imbecile, and Trump, the master deal maker? Trump made the Remain in Mexico policy without giving up 10 million citizenships to foreign invaders, without giving up $20 billion to other Caribbean nations down south there. This is absurd and completely dangerous. The bottom line is, when you're a strong leader like Trump, you get what you want because you know how to make a deal. You know to use your leverage. Biden doesn't have a clue. When you're weak, feckless, and mentally incompetent, the pretend puppet, you get demands from Mexico. How pathetic is that? That is absolutely ridiculous. And I got to tell you, I was watching, and again, I tell you this every week, I don't just watch one news station. I watch them all. And I videotape them. Actually, we don't have videotape anymore. I DVR them, right? And then I was watching Chris Cuomo of The World, the guy who was thrown off of CNN now. He's now on News Nation. And this bobblehead says, you know, multiple jurisdictions, multiple sides. No Republican whatsoever has gone after Trump for tragically fabricated claims that don't exist. Huh. This is simply a targeted prosecution. That's that. And Cuomo, if you don't understand that, the second point is how pathetic, how you can argue that nothing is coordinated. Are you not getting the memos? Are you not seeing that the White House sent in the operative into the DA's office, Alvin Bragg, and then into the state attorney general's office to Letitia? You didn't see that at all? That didn't spike your interest as a journalist? Oh, no. Maybe you should get out that giant toothbrush you had, or the giant the Q-tip that you had for the nose of your brother. I guess they don't understand reality and the facts that are presented in reality. But once again, being of the CNN ilk, not at all surprised. They have a problem understanding and recognizing the truth. So I call it the Communist News Network. You know, and the funny part was, he was canned at CNN for lying and for corruption. Oops. So if he doesn't think that these prosecutions or persecutions are politically motivated, I really, not that I had a lot of respect for him before, but I've listened to a bunch of his shows and he does make some good points, but I've lost all respect for him when he comes out and says something like that. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the fact that he would call himself a journalist is laughable. You know, the hush money allegations and with the Trump case, listen, who cares? Really, who cares? The justice system is so broken and violent criminals are running around Manhattan, but we're chasing Trump on a criminal matter for paying hush money to a stripper or whatever she was. I mean, are we kidding? And again, an allegation, okay? You pay people off sometimes because it's more cost effective than to put it out there before anything else. And they were talking about the fact that it was unfortunate that people didn't know what was going on, and that's why he took care of it. Well, let me ask you this. How many of the big claims, that is, the people had known about this involvement with Stormy Daniels, right? They would have changed their votes? Uh-huh. Well, I was looking through the internet, and Google, forget it. Google's a useless search engine lately. Their algorithms has gone completely left, left of left, in fact. You know, you look up something to find out some information, you go get nothing but garbage. It's ridiculous. They've destroyed that search engine. So what I was looking for is the prosecutions of the 51 intelligence experts that claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake, because that was one of the big things, and a lot of people would have changed their votes if they would have known that it was real. And you know what? I couldn't find anywhere a prosecution of anyone who was involved in that hoax. And then the ridiculousness of that election interference. That, my folks, is election interference. But yet somehow again, New York takes charge and is going after Donald Trump for the hush money. But where's the 51 experts being indicted? I'm sorry. Here we go. Here's the way to knock this crap off. Have the other red states in this country step up and file actions against the 51 intelligence experts, against Joe Biden for lying. Let's go after everybody for lying. There'd be no one in government anymore. It would be ridiculous. But we're doing it. We're doing it for one guy. And people, if you don't see this, if you don't elect Donald Trump again, this country is doomed. And I'll tell you why. Because there is a deep state. There is a deep corruption in this government. And it's the corrupt government that is running America right now. We are not a corrupt nation. We have never been, but we are now. Where are the red states? Do you know where they are? There are none, not one filing of corruption against any of those 51 guys for election interference. Clearly, that steps up a lot ahead, a lot further. A lot further, because that was a blatant lie, and they knew it at the time. That Trump paid off somebody because he didn't want stupidness getting out in the real realm? Who cares? Quite frankly, who cares? And I guess we lost interest in the fact that Robert Hur called Joe Biden incompetent to stand trial, basically, for his 8 places where he was keeping secret documents. In fact, a bunch of them, when he was a senator, and had no business, no right whatsoever to actually ever have in his possession outside the secure facility. But there are none, because the administration and the downfall of America is followed by, or actually led by, the Biden administration. So how are we as Americans putting up with this crap? How are we not rallying in the streets and committing acts of civil disobedience? How are we not jumping all over like BLM did? It was very effective. Got them millions of dollars and got things changed, right? So how is it that we are letting this happen to the Republican nominee for president of the United States? This, my friends, is a tragedy in the making and devastating effects on the American voter. Quite frankly, it's ridiculous. And I'll tell you another thing, as we talked about a little earlier. This week again, a Baltimore, Maryland, Francis Key Scott Bridge struck by a cargo ship Tuesday, about 1:30 in the morning. Apparently, 6 construction workers are now dead. And this, to me, is a giant red blaring light. So the mayor in Baltimore and the governor of Maryland, they all say the bridge was up to code. Well, gentlemen, genius spar. I suggest we get Mayor Pete on the phone, and I suggest we get Pete back it up Buttigieg and get it over here and look at the bridge, and instead of giving press conferences, get your engineers in there, get the Army Corps of Engineers in there, figure out how that bridge should have been made safe. Because clearly, the fact that the bridges are not impervious to being plowed over by a mere cargo ship is a catastrophe. And think about this, folks. The fact that our bridges are not impervious to being bumped by ships is really sad. After the trillions of dollars that we are spending and the trillions of dollars on the infrastructure projects, oh, wait a second, that includes only DEI stuff, right? I guess drag shows are more important than bridges. Well, does anyone else think that after spending billions and trillions of dollars on infrastructure, that we should strengthen our critical bridges so that they're not subject to collapse from an impact from a ship? And the other thing is, does anyone else think that this is the highest priority to stop a terrorist attack? Or am I the only guy who sees this? What the heck are we doing in this country? This is another failure on the part of the Biden blunderbuss genius bar. Talk to me about that, okay? And for instance, the last 5 presidents. How is it that 6 people are dead because a cargo ship smashes into a pylon on a bridge? Why are there not underwater structures to stop this? And where are the fail safes? I kept hearing from the NTSB chairman, we've been fighting to get better, this, that. Okay, the fight is either you're doing it or you're not doing it. You make the law or you don't make the law. End of story. Just another failure of our government. And now, the most important thing right now, liberals on the left, give them the nuts. Give them the 14 nuts. They want to rename the bridge from the Francis Scott Key Bridge to a non-slave owner name. This is just crazy. This is what we're thinking about? This is what these people have time for? And again, another $1.2 trillion spending bill. after 34 trillion. In the middle of the night, it passed. Huh. Why'd they do it in the middle of the night? Because they don't want anyone to know about it? Why? I don't understand why we're spending money we don't have. Have we gone completely insane as a nation? I don't know. I think we have. That's my personal opinion. And all of these are my personal opinion, by the way. So here you go. This is just, which one of these things is not like the other? Then fire it. MSNBC meltdown after Ronan McDaniel's hired and then fired. Cesar Conde, the leader of the Unitary Mind pack at MSNBC. So here we go. I got to tell you this. This was great. The insane at the Lie Factory, MSNBC, rattled their cages so loud that the leadership at MSNBC caved and fired Ronan McDaniels before she even got on the air. Oh, she, by the way, she obtained a approximately 2-year contract, I believe, and it's going to cost them about $600,000. But most interesting, the most interesting take I've heard on this, and I got to tell you, this guy has clear sight, man. If Trump gets in, he should put Tyrus in the administration because this guy calls it as he sees it. So here it is. He says the most interesting take I saw from Tyrus on Fox News. Actually, it was, I think it was, what's his name? I'll think about it later. Can't think of the guy. Greg Gutfeld. That's the guy. He's on the Gutfeld show. So he says, this was like the 50s when a black was hired in an all white company. And because he wasn't like the rest of them, the gaggle of workers had him fired for no other reason other than him not being the same as the rest of them, the uni think, different than them. So the fact, people even, first of all, I object to the fact that anyone on MSNBC is called talent. If you watch these shows, they literally, they were boiling. They, like Rachel Maddow, Joe Scarborough, and Joyless Reid, they actually went on the air and castigated. They were yelling at MSNBC for hiring her because, as they put it, she was a paramount liar. Well, I don't know. Short-term memory gone at MSNBC. The lobotomies have kicked in. Has anyone at NBC complained about someone lying? It's kind of like water complaining about being wet. It's the most absurd comments I've ever heard from people who for 4 years touted, well, literally lied about every day about Donald Trump being a Russian agent and then went over the top and professed on the air, blatantly lying again and again, how Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation put out by the Trump campaign, along with their chairman of the board, that the lying Brennan, another contributor to the Lie Factory. And then they quote Mitt Romney, boy. If you're quoting Mitt Romney as a Republican, boy, have you fallen off the reality trail. You know, the corporate destructor, remember him? Yeah, he's not supporting Trump. Gee, just keep him on your side, okay? Keep him on your Democratic side. It's pretty clear. They have nothing to say. You can't, you know, I guess MSNBC has a real quandary. They can't talk about Joe Biden because there's nothing to talk about except for his screw-ups. So you can't talk about his successes. You can't talk about his policies working. They're working wonders for America, right? Put us in double the prices. Oh, yeah, a little crime wave going on. Yeah, who cares about that, right? So gas prices under Trump, $1.99, now $3.53. Mortgage rates under Trump, 3.29%. Now 7.02%. Oh, wait a second. How about the food prices going up 25%? Oh, let's talk about Biden's rent going up 22%. Oh, credit card debt in America up 47%. Oh, we can't talk about that though, right? Oh, can we or can't we? Yeah, well, I think we should be talking about that, okay? That's the reality of what Biden has done. That's the Biden reality, okay? A dozen eggs. Now, well, it dropped down now. February 2024 was $3 an egg. I don't know where you found them. I saw them for $6. Under Trump, $1.60. I mean, what more do we need to understand that this is out of control, that Biden is not good for America, and we are not better off than we were 4 years ago? And it's simply a bottom line. And again, I'll run back to the court system again. Here we go. Oh, my God. This is amazing. The flying monkeys in the Emerald City in Washington. Biden loves this. The simpletons in the Senate continued to fund the flying of illegal migrants across the nation with taxpayer funds. This is great. This is just dumber than dumb. The stupid idiots in charge of this nation have gone completely bonkers. And we as Americans need to throw every single one of them out. 1 o'clock in the morning, they voted on this. This is great. Are you kidding me? The most transparent of what, a brick wall administration? This is bizarre, folks. This is your government. They're in war. They're at war with you. It's time for the American people for the revolution to begin. And I'm talking nonviolent, of course, because I don't endorse violence. Stop giving more money for the idiots in charge to be throwing the money away. This is not by mistake. It's on purpose to destroy the sovereignty of America. And the plan continues. They're now using illegal migrants to bolster the census in congressional districts. That's right. This is not much of a shocker. There is a giant plan here. We can't give up. If we do give up, we concede we've lost it. They're not getting out of anything. They're not getting out of anything. Every message they have, they are not telling us anything. Okay? A bunch of useless, pathetic individuals who claim to be conservative, they're acting like a bunch of numbskulls, complete ninnies. If I was there, I'd be yelling at the top of my lungs. And here was the best one of the week. I know we're getting close to the end of the show. Haiti got the payoff by the Biden administration again. Biden now authorizes $10 million in guns and ammo to the Haitian police. What could possibly go wrong here? I guess we didn't learn a darn thing about the Fast and Furious at the southern border. Remember that? When one of our Border Patrol agents was shot and killed by one of the Obama guns? Oh, that's right. The genius bar again. They decided they're going to give them $10 million in guns and ammo. They don't have a complete, they don't have any understanding of Haiti at all. And it's almost assured that America, your guns and ammo will wind up there. But again, if you know nothing about the candidates, just go back to yesterday. Trump went to a funeral and gave his consolation to the family and really was behind them and gave them solace. And what did Biden do? He stuck his hand into your pocket and stole some more money. Keep going. Keep going. Keep giving Biden. Keep giving Biden. Because you know what? No amount of money for the Democratic machine is going to take out the intelligence of America, I hope. What can we do? What should we have done? And why we're still here? Maybe I'll talk about that next week. So society collapses. And even Bill and Obama will not be able to talk to Biden and bring him across the finish line of our decaying society. This is Mark the Shark signing off on Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. And thank you for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.